Hello and welcome to the Sales Technology Training Call. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me today. I'm excited because I've got a lot of information to share with you. In fact, we're going to be talking about e-commerce and sales pages here in a couple minutes, so I've got a lot of information to share with you. The call will include 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. You can check your email for a copy of the notes from today's call. To ask a question or to share a win, you can email me at rickc@ericlaufholm.com. And a great place to be on the internet during the call is out in our Facebook group. And I want to make sure that everybody is in there. So if you make sure that you click on the link to join the group, if for whatever reason you're not able to access the group, if you get a message that you're not in there, then it could be caused by a couple of reasons. One, I probably haven't added you to the group, and the reason that I haven't added you is we might not be friends yet on Facebook, so make sure that you do add me as a friend on Facebook, and then you could send me a private message once that happens, and then I can go ahead and add you into the group. And I'm not sure if you're in there, Brad. I'll do a quick check, and then I'll also look for Alan as well, but I'll just kind of double-check as we're going through the call today. And in addition to that, you can also access the audio recordings of our calls out on the website. And the link is salestechsystems.com/stp-archives. And the link is in the email again that I sent. And in addition to that, you can also get access to all of the video recordings for the series of four webinars that I did last month, in the month of March. All of those are available online. You can go to salestechsystems.com/tech-membership. And again, the link is in the email that I sent out today. Make sure you click out there. There are links to all four of the videos to watch, and you can also download the videos to your computer as well. As we're entering a new phase in the program, there are 12 modules of content, and those are divided up into three different sections. And so the first section was around lead generation, the second were around appointment setting, and the third is around generating sales online or lead conversion. And so today we're switching gears and now going to be talking about lead conversion. And so our topic is on e-commerce and sales pages. And for many of you on the call today, you have a business where you're utilizing e-commerce. And you always want to think about what are your opportunities to generate sales online. Make sure that you have a means or a method for people to go out to your website and be able to click and purchase what it is that you're offering. It's very possible that you might have some things that you're offering that you don't currently have a way for people to purchase online. And so part of the strategy that we'll talk about here is what you want to implement in your business that's going to help you to generate sales online. Here's the thing is that each one of these efforts takes time and energy. And so a very important thing to consider in your efforts to generate sales online is the order that you do certain things in. You know, what is the order that you're going to work on projects? Because a lot of the projects that you might do online, they're going to take some time and effort. And so you want to make sure that you make a list. You want to prioritize them. What, you know, some of the things to think about are what is the low-hanging fruit that you can go after, meaning, you know, what are the things that you have that are, you know, probably more top of funnel in the sense of in your marketing funnel, like lower priced items that people could go out and purchase. And also, what are your most profitable products? What are the things that you typically generate in sales offline that you'd also want to generate in sales online? And then the other thing is to just think about how generating sales online also fits into your overall sales process, because you know, one of the strategies that Eric Laufholm uses is that he trains through doing conference calls and webinars, and so he has people attend and they learn and they get value, and in some cases people will purchase, and in some cases people might wait. And Eric doesn't rely necessarily on for them to go back and sign up for another one in the future. He creates opportunities to be able to get into a sales conversation with them. And so he leverages his network of trainers and sales representatives to be able to have a phone conversation with people. And so one of the things to think about is even if you're, most of your sales right now are generated offline, then it could very well be by implementing an online strategy that it not only boosts sales online, but it will also boost sales offline. Because oftentimes when people have had a chance to see you present or, you know, learn information from you, it increases their credibility in you and it increases the likelihood that they're going to purchase offline. Now, by the way, as we go through the call today, I want you to share your takeaways out in the Facebook group. And again, go to facebook.com, look for the Sales Technology Program group. You can also click on the link that's in your email to go to the page and join us there. And I'm just looking through. It looks like Judy, you're in the group. I'm looking for Brad to make sure that you are here as well. I don't see you, Brad. I do see Alan Brian Murphy, who I think is on the call today. That's who we called in. So thanks for joining us, Alan. You should be able to post in the group, so I'll look out for your posts. Again, Brad, I thought we were connected on Facebook, but you can go ahead and make sure that you click on the link that I had in the email, and then I can add you to the group if necessary, and we can always follow up separately to deal with that. And let's set a goal for today's call of having 40 comments. And the comments could be questions. The comments could be takeaways that you're learning. You could also share your own tips. Maybe you have some additional ideas that you want to share in the group as well. So go ahead and post a message. And I can see Roy posting a few things out there. So great job, Roy. I'll go out and read some of those posts a little bit later. Now, let's dive into our topic for today and talk about e-commerce and sales pages. So e-commerce is simply using the internet to make money. That's really all it is. You know, it sounds like a complex term, but ultimately it's creating an opportunity for people to click and buy online. And I think that's, you know, one of the nice things about that is it ultimately gives you the opportunity for sales automation, where you're actually implementing an automated process to generate sales. And that can be very effective. I mean, you hear about the those messages that say make money while you sleep. Well, automation is what makes that possible. Having systems in place that allow you to be able to reach out, communicate, lead and guide people toward viewing a presentation online and then making a purchase. And almost anything that you're doing in your offline selling, you can also add a component to do online as well. Now, you can include links on your website for people to click and buy. And we're going to kind of talk through and break down what a sales page is and give you some examples and talk through that process while we're on the call today. But ultimately, if you don't have a button to buy where people can just click and then purchase and fill out a form online, then it really takes away the opportunity to generate a sale. Now, there are some additional strategies that you can implement where you could lead from a sales page to an appointment, and that's a possibility. But in most cases, on a sales page, you really just want to have them go there, read the information, click on a button, fill out the form, and then that's it. They're done. And then they've purchased your product, program, or service. Now, copywriting is the skill of writing persuasive text, also known as copy, to convince prospects to buy. And copywriting is very similar to scripting. So if you've heard Eric Lofholm talk about sales scripting, copywriting is similar. Usually copywriting is more for the written word, whereas scripting is more for the verbal word, but the terms are used interchangeably in a lot of cases as well. So copywriting is a learned skill. And, you know, if you can write, then you can write copy. The only question is how good and how effective is the copy going to be? And one of the things I want you to think about is that you have the capability to develop your skills as a copywriter, but you can also reach out and utilize copywriting skills from others as well to improve your copy. Because even if you wrote a first draft and then went to somebody else and had them review it, you'd still be able to make that copy more persuasive and more effective. So let's talk for a moment about the different components that are needed to generate sales online. because you're going to need a series of things that are working in conjunction in order to get to the point where you can have people click and then purchase. The first thing that you need, obviously, is a website. And, you know, you could use somebody else's website, but usually the best approach in online marketing is that you control your digital assets. You maintain control of what you have up there. And so a best practice would be to have your own website, and that's where you would put a sales page or some kind of method for people to purchase. And by the way, there are different ways to generate sales online. One of the models that is used online is the online store. And there are a lot of online stores online that don't really generate any sales, and then there are stores that generate a ton of sales. One example of a site that does very well is Amazon.com. And they used to sell books online, and now they sell far more than that. Now they actually even create their own products. Of course, you might be familiar with the Amazon Kindle. And so that's an electronic reader that people can use to read e-books. And so they created that device, and they sell that. So they have their own products as well. And Amazon follows this model of having an online store where there are lots of different products. But even so, if you think about it, the model that they use in their online store is one of having a sales page. And I'll explain what a sales page is in a moment here. But it starts with having a website. So you need to have a means to have information about yourself, your company, the different products and services that you offer, things which establish credibility. And another component of a website these days is also a blog. And so a blog is a great tool that you can use to help attract traffic online, get people going out to visit your site to read the content, and then they can click around and get access to the other information that's available on the site. So the next component that you need to generate sales online is the sales page. So a sales page is a web page where the only option is to purchase. And in a traditional sales page, there are no other links or buttons to go do anything else. And so coming back to the concept of Amazon.com, they utilize a sales page-like model, except they have navigation on every single page. The reason that you typically don't want navigation on a page is because it causes you to click and go elsewhere. And if you have a process that you're implementing to get people to go out to a sales page to purchase, you don't want them getting distracted clicking on something else. And so a best practice in having a sales page is not to have any other links on that page, that when they go to that page, the only option there for them is to click on the button and buy. Another component to generating sales online is having copy. So again, copy refers to copywriting. It's words that are persuasive and influential. And so in order to sell your product or your program or your service online, you need words to do that. And you also need some graphics too, but in a lot of cases it's the words that grab their attention, that communicate the benefits of what it is that you're offering, and then encourage them to take action. And of course you also need the purchase link. And another best practice is that instead of just having, say, a line of text that said something like click here to buy and then using a hyperlink, you would actually use a button. And in fact, I found an article that I'm going to be posting out on Facebook later on this week that talks about what are the most effective buttons to use online when purchasing or when, you know, encouraging people to click and purchase. So that'll be interesting when I share that. But you want to make it obvious what to do to purchase. I've been to too many sites before where I really had to kind of think and do a little problem solving to figure out where to click and buy. And so my pages always have a very clear method and explanation of what to do to actually sign up. So there's no reason not to do that except just kind of being lazy in implementation. And by the way, one mindset to have around your efforts to create sales pages and to implement e-commerce is to focus on completion, not perfection. You don't have to make things perfect from the get-go. You really just need to get it going and get it implemented, and then you can go back and make improvements over time. All right, another component to being able to generate sales online is having a shopping cart. Now, there is an alternative that I'll mention here in a moment, but A best practice is to have a shopping cart. And the reason that a shopping cart is important is because you want a method to keep track of what orders that you have coming in and an ability to be able to follow up. And so in most cases, that would be a shopping cart that would allow you to do that. In addition to that, you may also need either a merchant account or a PayPal account. And so one other option, if you have a PayPal account, if you don't have a shopping cart, you could use PayPal to create a button to put on your page where people can click and then purchase. And then it will just take them directly into PayPal to make that purchase. So that is another option if you don't have a shopping cart. All right, in a few minutes, I'll be going out to check on the to read the comments out on Facebook. If you have not had an opportunity to go out there and post yet, I encourage you to do that now. Looks like we're up to maybe 12 comments. There might be a few more in there. And so our goal today, again, is to have 40 comments. So I encourage you to go out there now and post a message to say hello. You can also share your takeaways there. If you have any questions, go ahead and post them out there now as well. And by the way, if you scroll down on the page, you'll also see the link there to go view the four social media marketing webinars out on the page. I included a link there. There's a big red play button. Just click on the link in that post, and that will take you out to the site. Actually, looks like we're up to 21 comments, so great job. So we're about halfway there on the call today. All right. So the next idea I want to get into here is the thank you page. So that's another component that you need. Once somebody purchases, then you want to thank them for purchasing, thank them for signing up. And the way to do that is to send them to a web page where it lets them know that. And so just create a web page that you can put on your site, and then once they purchase, then you send them there. And by the way, that would be a function of a shopping cart. So if you set up a shopping cart, or if you have a shopping cart, then when people purchase, it should give you the option to have a redirect link where you can redirect them after a successful transaction occurs. And the final component is to have an autoresponder email. So in addition to sending them to a success page, you also want to send out an autoresponder message to thank them for purchasing your product. So those are the main components that you need to be able to generate sales online. And if you start with those components, then that will help you to get into action to get things implemented. Now, let's talk a little bit more about a sales page here. So what is a sales page? Well, I mentioned that a sales page is a web page whose sole purpose is to be able to sell a product online. And, you know, a sales page is also very similar to a sales letter. One of the participants on this call today is Brad Lloyd. Brad is a student of Dan Kennedy. Brad does a lot of marketing, and he does a lot of traditional marketing in addition to that, including direct mail. And so a sales letter format is a best practice in direct mail. It's sending, it's writing a letter and sending it out to people through the mail that provides all the information that they would need to purchase. And in some cases, you send out direct mail in order to generate leads. So you might, you know, say purchase a list of new businesses, you know, businesses that just started. And so you could send out a series of letters, and people who are interested in it, you would offer something for free. People would respond to get access to that free resource. They might go out to a website, fill out a form, opt in, and they get access to the free resource. And then you could follow up over time to sell a product. And then a sales letter is where you're actually selling a specific product, program, or service. So you would actually write a letter. You would mail it out to them. And then that would encourage them to sign up. So obviously, direct mail marketing is more expensive than marketing online. There's the additional cost of printing and the additional cost of mailing out. However, direct mail is a good strategy to implement. And so in addition to all of your online marketing efforts, you should also consider what kind of direct mail that you can implement. See, it's a good thing to be able to communicate with your audience in multiple ways. And most people, they have a preferred method of communicating. And that might limit their message getting out to their audience because there might be some people that don't match up with that one method. So you need multiple methods to get your information out there. And but that sales letter format was taken and then kind of morphed or turned into an online sales page format. And, you know, they might be a little bit different in nature, but they have very similar things. So what I want to do now is just kind of walk through a sales page example for you. And so what we'll do is we'll use as an example the page that you use to register for this program. And I've actually, I just set up today the page on our new website. And so let me just go in and make sure it pulls up real quick. And then I will give you the address, and I'll also post it out in the Facebook group too. One moment. There it is. Looks good. It is salestechsystems.com/tech. It's a little bit redundant, but that's okay. I did have it on my other site, but let me just drop it in here. I'll just say example and then include it in the group there. And I'm popping in here to the group for a moment. I do see that Alan did post in the group, and so thanks for joining into the conversation online there, Alan. And I just included the link out to the page. You can go check it out. So what I want to do is just kind of walk through the page and talk about it and how you can model this strategy. So on this particular page, it starts off with a banner. So this page is offering the sales technology program. And so there's a banner image at the top that includes a couple things. One, it includes my picture. Whenever you're marketing yourself as an expert, it's a good idea to include your name and your picture, because as you're marketing yourself, then it's increasing your visibility. You're a credible expert. People want to learn from you or get information from you. And so you want to put yourself up there front and center, because it makes an immediate connection. They say, oh, there's Rick. And then you know, have some kind of a title for yourself. In this case, I just have sales technology expert listed on there. I have other titles that I use on different pages. It has the title of the program as well as a benefit statement. And you could look at that. There's a couple ways to look at that that benefit statement. One is to call it a USP or a unique selling proposition. Another one is another way to think of it as a tagline. But in this case, it says sales technology program, advanced techniques to leverage technology to increase sales. So the ultimate benefit there is increased sales. That's what we're focused on here. And of course, this is a program that I'm offering through Eric Lofholm International. So I have Eric Lofholm International listed on the banner as well. So for people who Eric might be sharing this with, then, you know, it just creates that connection back to the organization. Below the banner, there is the headline, and in fact, in this case, there are three headlines. And again, this models a sales letter format. Many sales letters have multiple headlines. So in this case, there's a main headline, a pre-headline, and a sub-headline. The main headline is in the brightest color and the largest font size, and in this case, it appears in the middle. And then the pre-headline appears above the main headline, and then the sub-headline appears below the main headline. And the way I look at a headline in the case of a sales page is it should tell people exactly what to do and how they're going to benefit. And so in this case, it says, enroll now and learn strategies to leverage technology to increase sales from sales technology expert Rick Cooper. So that's telling a couple things. That's saying enroll now. I'm giving a direct call to action in the headline for people to take action. I'm also telling them you're going to learn strategies, and not just learning strategies, but specifically strategies to leverage technology. And again, I'm repeating the benefit to increase sales. And then I'm reinforcing expert status here by saying from sales technology expert Rick Cooper. So again, it's a little bit redundant to what's in the banner, but that's okay, because when people come to a page, typically you only have a couple seconds to grab their attention and encourage them to read further. And so you want to make sure that you're grabbing their attention, they're reading it, they're interested, and then they want to read more. Now, by the way, when people come out to a sales page, what leads them up to that? In other words, what is the process that they would go through before they would arrive at a page like this? Good question. There actually may be multiple methods to do that. One might be either a solo email message that goes out, or an autoresponder series. Both are technology techniques. Another might be an online video which people watch, which encourages them to go to the page. That would be another technology technique. And then, or you might host a teleseminar, conference call, or webinar where people, have a chance to hear from you. They hear a message, they learn ideas, and then you share an opportunity for them to sign up. Again, that's leveraging technology to share a message. And then there are other techniques beyond that. But the point is that you have some kind of process that they've gone through, and now they're coming out to the page. So it's not just coming straight to the page. Now, there are exceptions to that. One exception would be that you could use, for instance, social media or pay-per-click ads. So it could be a pay-per-click ad through Google. It could be a pay-per-click ad through Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, where people see an ad, they click on a link, and they go out to a sales page. Typically, that would probably be for more of a low-cost product. Typically, you wouldn't sell a higher-end product through that method because there hasn't been enough you haven't established enough trust and rapport prior to that point. So in a lot of cases, people drive first to more of an opt-in page, and we've already talked about opt-in pages earlier in this program, so make sure you go back and listen to the archives to get access to that information, or join us for a future live call on the topic. And in addition to that, people would, they would see the ad, they would click, they would go out to a page, and then they would go and purchase. Now, the subheadline here, it just says, let me talk about the pre-headline and the subheadline. This, the pre-headline says, attention sales professionals, network marketers, coaches, public speakers, and small business owners. So I will often use the pre-headline to identify the audience. And again, that's a technique that's often used in direct mail marketing as well, is to identify who the audience is for. People want to see that they are the ones who are ideal for this product. And so you can list a series of titles or descriptions that would identify the person that's reading it to make sure that they are a good fit. And even if they aren't a good fit, they might see themselves in that anyway, like, oh, I'm not that, but I'm this. So maybe that still includes me. And so people will often kind of broaden it in their mind so that they fit into the category so they can get access to this as well. The subheadline says get in it at half price before the rate goes up. So oftentimes the subheadline provides some additional method for creating urgency and scarcity. Again, this is a copywriting technique. Which is creating either urgency, meaning there's a reason to sign up now, and also scarcity, meaning there's a limited number, so you want to make sure that you get in before you miss out. And again, these are techniques that have been used for decades in marketing. They're not anything new. They are best practices, and I encourage you to learn best practices and implement them in order to get results. Now, one thing Eric Laufham says is create urgency and scarcity where where true scarcity exists and where true urgency exists. So oftentimes it's a gray area as to what is urgent and what is scarce. But you want to spend a little bit of time thinking about that. And if you can tap into something that already gives it a reason for being urgent, like the program starts soon, or I have a limited number of products on hand. And it's not to say that you can't go and order more product, but you can take advantage of the fact that there is true scarcity right then and communicate that. Now, as you read further on the page, and again, if you're following along, you can go to salestechsystems.com/tech or T-E-C-H to get access to that page. And as you scroll down on the page, then you'll see copy. I call it body copy, which is kind of what comes in the middle of the page, but there are all sorts of different definitions and descriptions of different type of copy that's listed in there. One of the things I like to put in on my sales pages is bullet points. And so in here it says, here are some of the ideas that you'll learn in the program. Learn how to integrate sales and technology tools. Create more leverage. Reach more people online. Learn how to prospect people through social media. So bullet points draw people in. You want to have things in your copy that will grab people's attention and encourage them to read down. See, people don't just read copy word for word. What they do is they'll scroll down, something will grab their attention, they'll stop and read that, then they'll scroll, something else will grab their attention. And so you need to do multiple things on your page that will grab their attention. So you can use graphics, you can use color, you can bold words, you can use italics, and those will help to draw people in to grab their attention about certain things and then read further. A little bit further, you'll see where it says component number one, sales technology training program, 12-week program. And then it has a few short sentences, and then it has a list of the 12 modules in the program. And again, I'm using best practices here, so I have a content box, or you'll see a little box with an outline. It has a light blue background. Then you have each one of the modules, and there are red check marks next to it, so small graphics there which grab your attention. And so there are things that you can do in creating your sales page to make it more effective, to grab attention, to make it more professional, and which make it easier to read and understand the information. And you can usually tell something that's been professionally designed versus just something that somebody tried to create on their own. And so just by taking the time to do that, then it can produce a much better result. And I already see one little tweak I need to make to the page. Now, one of the strategies, of course, I recommend implementing is focus on completion, not perfection. And sometimes in the process of that, you make a small error or mistake or something, needs to be improved. And so you periodically have to go back to your online digital assets like a sales page and then go back and rewrite the copy, make edits, replace graphics, do whatever you need to do. So, too often people get stuck because they're trying to make things perfect and therefore they don't take action, they don't implement, and therefore they don't get the results. And it's much easier to just simply do it, get it done, and then go back and improve upon it in the future. Because as soon as you get it implemented, you can begin to monetize it. And that's an important concept to take into account when you're looking at implementing technology in your sales, which is to be able to, get it done. Get it done, get it implemented, and then monetize it. Time is ticking. The longer that you wait to implement, number one, you have to realize you're not operating in a vacuum here. You have competition that's out there. And so if you don't step out and get it done, then your competition will. And you're going to be kicking yourself if you had planned to do something 3 months ago and you waited and then suddenly you find your competitor that did the exact thing and now you're playing catch up. So you don't want to do that. You want to get into action and get things implemented. All right. Well, I want to open up for questions. I'll come back out and share a few more things related to the sales page, but I want to get into our questions here. So let me pop out to the sales page or to the Facebook page and then go ahead and read the comments that are out here so far. So keep adding. If you think of a takeaway that you missed, go ahead and add that to the page. Susan says she's not able to be on the call. Tom says, good afternoon, Rick and group. Roy says, hi. Says today's topic, e-commerce and sales conversions. I said sales pages, but sales conversions will work. Roy said, which products and services would it make the most sense for you to sell online? Consider low-hanging fruit, most popular items, most profitable items. Yeah, one thing to think about is, and let me talk for a moment about the marketing funnel. So imagine a funnel, wide at the top, narrow at the bottom. At the top of the funnel, you offer things that are free. A little bit lower in the funnel, you offer things that are low cost. A little bit deeper in the funnel, things at a medium cost. And at the bottom of the funnel are your most expensive products and services. So the way to think about it is, if you're just launching a business, you have to think about where do you want to be generating sales. Like some people just want to go straight for the most expensive product. And so they'll launch their product and then work to get the word out of there, out there in the marketplace and then sell it. And sometimes that works and sometimes that doesn't. Sometimes you haven't established yourself as an expert. Sometimes you haven't, you don't have enough prospects. Sometimes, it might turn people off, whereas they might have purchased something at a lower cost. So you have to kind of really think through your strategy there. And so in some cases, it's easier just to go for the low-hanging fruit. If you have a low-cost information product, for instance, then you can work on marketing that and getting the word out. and that will generate sales. And then once people are in your funnel or in your pipeline, then you can market to them over time to sell them more expensive products or services. Eric Lofholm says, a buyer is a buyer is a buyer. Once somebody has purchased something, it's far more likely that they will purchase things again in the future. What it reminds me of is the old mail order catalogs. You know, if you think about it, I've always wondered, how can they afford to print these, you know, high gloss colored, catalogs and then ship them out to people and then just keep sending them to people time after time. And the reason is that, they know that if somebody purchases something, it's much more likely that they'll purchase something again in the future. So there's a value to acquiring that customer. And so it's really, you know, it's a good model, although these days, you know, of course, with online marketing, it's a more expensive model to have. There are some companies that still rely on it. But online marketing has made it, as a much more cost-effective model. So, but even so, you know, strategies like that that worked in the past will still work again in the future. And here's another little idea for you to think about. You might never have ever thought about it, but you could take that little mail order concept and you could create, for instance, a little one-page flyer that listed a couple of your products and includes links out to web pages where people could go out and click and purchase. So you can take concepts like that and use it through direct mail to create more visibility, to get your message out in front of people. And again, if you can drive it back through e-commerce, then you're leveraging your digital assets, getting people out there to where they can go and click and purchase as well. So, there's all sorts of strategies to implement. It's just a matter of deciding what is the most time effective, or, you know, what's the best use of your time, which strategies are going to be most effective, and then taking action to implement them. Roy says online funnels can lead to offline sales presentations. Absolutely. Let's see, Roy repeats 40 comment goal, and then comments can be takeaways, questions, or tips, and then he says that e-commerce equals using internet to make money, giving people an opportunity to click and buy online. Very good. And again, if you have any questions, go ahead and post those out in the group. I'm just reading through the comments in the order that they're posted here. Roy says buy button is bottom line for e-commerce. Now, one thing I should mention about Roy, you may not realize this, but Roy is an excellent copywriter. And so if you need help with copywriting, Roy is a great person to reach out to. And he does a lot of content writing in addition to copywriting. The difference there is that content writing typically is information that would communicate and educate, whereas copywriting is information written to sell, or words that are written to sell. Roy says, Amazon expanded from online bookseller to online general retailer. Yep, absolutely. And you could still look at Amazon's pages for ideas. They do have best practices implemented. But again, if you're just strictly looking at taking a single product and then selling it online, the sales page model, works very well for that. Roy says, e-commerce website should include products and services catalog. Yep, you can do that for sure, is to have, either like a list of products there and then click to go get additional information, or even just, a small amount of copy where people could click and implement as well. When I went to work with Laura Langmeyer, her website had a kind of a general online store with different products. And so I suggested we focus in and develop some sales pages to sell some of our products online. So each one of those sales pages became a project to work on. And so there had to be copy written for each one of those sales pages to set up. And we developed a number of different online promotions that helped to increase visibility. And, sometimes even just doing a promotion will create visibility, and then after the promotion passes, then you may still get residual sales that come in because it suddenly created a demand for it. People saw the product, they heard about it, it piqued their interest, and now they're going back out to learn more and go purchase it. So people often purchase at full price just because they were notified of something through a promotion, or they'll wait for the next time it comes around at a discount. Where it says sales page supports catalog with copy showcasing products and services. Graphics and words work together to drive sales. Another comment, purchase link is vital. Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to miss the purchase link and make it really obvious that that's where to go to click and purchase. By the way, another technique that's often used on sales pages, particularly long sales pages, is to have links along the way where people can click, and it will take them lower to the page where it actually has the link to purchase. All right. Let's see. Roy says, include clear instructions on how to purchase. Alan says, sales page equals a dead-end street. The only way out is to buy. Give no ability to navigate away easily. Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, they can just click and close the page. And, you know, a technique that a lot of internet marketers use is to have a back-end pop-up message. So, you know, a lot of sites, when you go to them, they'll initially have a pop-up message which appears. But another option is that when people click the button to close out a sales page, they will often bring up a pop-up page. And so it'll say something like, wait, don't go, blah, 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 here's a special offer, we'll throw in this or something like that. So that's another technique that you can use. And that will often just, you know, you're just buying a little bit of time, like make them stop and think for a moment more, highlight some kind of a benefit that they'll get, and just keep them engaged a little bit longer rather than leave the page. Roy says, shopping cart lets you sell multiple items at one time. Which is a good point. And also, on a shopping cart online, oftentimes it gives people the ability to click and then add multiple products into a shopping cart. And again, that's, you know, the confused mind doesn't buy. And so, you know, I don't typically like the shopping cart model where people, you know, click to add it to the cart and they've got three items in there and now they have to go and select which ones to keep and which ones to remove. And if it gets to be too much, then they just decide not to take action because they're confused about what to get. And so again, that's one of the reasons why a sales page is a best practice. Roy says, for order processing, you need merchant account and or a PayPal account or similar service. Absolutely. Roy says, thank you page, follows up on the purchase to confirm. Yep. And then autoresponder email also follows up with a thank you message. Absolutely. And by the way, that's also called a transactional email. And one of the things you have to think about and another opportunity that you have to generate sales online is that after somebody purchases, that's often a great time to offer them something else. And this is also an example where Amazon.com leverages this, is that when you purchase something, number one, before they let you go, they'll finish the purchase, they'll say something like, buyers who purchased this book also purchased that book. And so they'll give you a couple of examples there. So you might go, oh, wow, interesting. Okay, let me just add that to the cart. So again, works very well for low-cost products and encourages to add them, people to add it in. But after purchase, then you could also present them with an opportunity as well. You could say something like, congratulations on ordering this. By the way, here's a great companion product to go along with it. And then you include, another product right there. And so, your thank you page could actually become a second sales page. So it could initially be formatted more like a thank you page, and then it leads right into a sales page where you're, you know, giving all the details that you would have on the sales page to purchase. And one of the things I want you to do is pay attention to the marketing that you see online. And so you should be a student of marketing and selling online. And so take a look at what other people are doing. You know, if you see something good that you like, save a link or create a PDF file of the information that you like, and you can go back and take a look at it again in the future. You can use that as a swipe file or an idea generator to look for ideas to borrow. Alan says, shopping cart makes it easy to buy. Yeah, absolutely. Try to implement systems that make it easier for people to purchase rather than more difficult. Tom says, remember the 80-20 rule. Absolutely. You know, the 80-20 rule can be applied in a lot of different ways. And you know, just to get it done, you know, get the 80% done. You know, I was talking to somebody today who's one of my clients who's implementing a registration page, and I gave her a list of about five things to do to improve upon that registration page. And then I said, you know what, you don't have to get all these things done. You know, focus in on, you know, one, two, three, you know, getting these things done, and the rest of them can probably wait. Just get it done, get it implemented, and then go back on improve upon it later. You don't have to, you know, make sure that everything that I've suggested is implemented and perfect. Get it done, because here's the thing. One of the ways to look at it is And so here's another way to flip around the 80-20 rule and to say that, let's say that over the next year, 20% of the people who will purchase from that page will see that page in that first year. And the other 80% will see it over the next, say, 5 or 10 years. So once you create that page, you'll be able to use that for years to come. And so, again, the large portion, the majority of people who will see that page, they're not even going to see it for years from now. So why not just get it done, get it implemented, get it up there, generate some sales, make improvements to it over time so you can generate more sales. Procrastination keeps a lot of people from implementing strategies online, and I don't want to see that happen to you. In fact, let's just do a quick exercise here. I want you to think about one product that you have that you can sell online. Something that you have, and you know, typically, you know, I know a lot of folks who are in the program, you might be part of a network marketing organization or something like that, so your company already has products online. In fact, your company probably follows more of the Amazon.com model where they have multiple web pages with the products. People can click and navigate. Each page has the navigation links, so they're not necessarily optimized, like a sales page. But nonetheless, you have what you have, and you kind of got to roll with what you have. But maybe you have something else that you can create and sell online. Maybe you could create an information product that you could sell. There might be some other method that you have that you could use to generate sales online. All right, I'm doing a quick refresher. It looks like we hit 41 comments, so we've already broke through the goal. We've still got about 10 minutes left, so let's bump our goal up to 55 comments. That'll buy us a little bit more as you're continuing to add comments to the page. Again, you can ask questions out there as well. Oh, the exercise. So the exercise is identify one product that you could sell online and then go ahead and post on the page and let me know what that is. And so you could keep it generic if you want to and just say, oh, I've got a book I could sell, or maybe you've got a service that you could offer. But just think about what is it that you could offer on a sales page that people could purchase, something that you would be willing to implement. And some of you might already actually be in the process of this already, and so you could just, you know, share what you already have there. All right, I'm scrolling down further on the page. And again, you can also email me. You can send me an email at rickc@ericloffholm.com. And then I will check my email and respond back to you. Otherwise, you can. And also, if you had any problems getting into the Facebook group, go ahead and just email me that, rickc@ericloffholm.com, and I'll go out and check on that. All right. Let's see. Roy says direct mail can supplement and support your online marketing. Absolutely. It's just another way of driving traffic. Alan says, WeCommerce, don't try to do it all by yourself. Leverage the strengths of others. Absolutely, that's a great technique. In fact, as you're working on things, feel free to share them here. You might get some feedback in the group. Roy says, personalize your brand. Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you're trying to position yourself as an expert, make sure that you personalize it. In fact, one of the pieces of feedback I gave to my client who is creating the registration page is to add your picture and add your bio. That's a best practice to include on a sales page is to have your picture and your bio. Even if you have your picture and your name in the banner, you want to give people a reason why you're the expert. Remember that a lot of people that might go out to a sales page don't know who you are. And so you need to communicate your expertise and why they should work with you on that page. The other reason to do that is that people are naturally hesitant to purchase online, and so you have to remove some of the fear associated with that, and the way that to do that is by telling them who you are and putting a face, you know, with the name, and because people are more comfortable doing business with people that they know, you know, when it goes back to the statement, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And so the opposite of that is people don't like doing business where they have no idea who's behind the web page. Because you know, there's a lot of fraud online, and so if there's no credibility there, people are going to resist taking action and they will not purchase. Okay, one moment. Got a lot of other comments to read here. All right, Roy says headlines draw attention to benefits and other sales points that interest your audience. Absolutely. Tom says, make the call to action stand out. Absolutely. Roy says, to sell a high-priced product from a sales page, you need long sales copy modeled on a direct mail piece and or a well-established brand like Microsoft selling expensive enterprise software from their site. Roy says, use formatting to draw attention to key points. Absolutely. Formatting is structuring the page in a way where it makes things jump out and grab your attention, whereas just like a sales page that only had text with no bolding or pictures or anything like that, it would just be a sea of text. Nothing would really stand out or grab your attention. Alan says, use sense of scarcity, only two left, and fear of loss to motivate to action. Great point, Alan. And also, there's also a particular style of marketing your business online referred to as a product launch model, a product launch model. And that model has a particular amount of scarcity that's built in to that model. So if you have any curiosity, you might want to check that out and learn a little bit more about it. Alan says, graphics are visually appealing and command attention. And says, done now is far better than perfect eventually or perfect never or trying to reach perfection and not implementing it at all. Roy says, any thoughts on product delivery following e-commerce purchase, Rick? Yeah, absolutely. So if you have a physical, tangible product, something to actually drop in the mail, that's also another marketing opportunity for you. So if you have a product to ship out, you already have the expense of shipping. So this is another perfect example where you might want to create a direct mail piece or multiple direct mail pieces to include in the box. Or the bag or a package or whatever that you're using to ship that product out. So the other thing is, like, if you're selling a book, you know, one of the things you could do is you could put little inserts into the book. It doesn't harm the book by putting like a little flyer or a postcard or something else in there. And it could also, you know, when people flip through the book, it causes the book to naturally open to a certain page. You could also put a business card in there as well. And you could put a business card in the overall package as well. You could also put little bonuses and special things as well. When I've shipped out products before, sometimes I'll put in like a little package of Jelly Bellies, which are those little jelly bean candies, gourmet jelly bean candies, I should say. So you could do things like that. They create what's called a surprise element. People like to be surprised and delighted, and that's a good mindset to have in marketing, is give them something that they didn't expect. And that also creates a positive customer experience as well. So that's definitely a follow-up sales opportunity when you ship the product out. So hopefully that was what you're referring to, Roy. But even if you're delivering the product online, number one, if you are, you know, giving it to them digitally, give it to them instantly. You know, when they purchase, send them to a web page where they can go get access to it right away. Don't make them wait. Don't make them wait for an email that might never come or get stuck in a spam folder. Just take them right there and say, here, download this. Alan says, offer something of value for free in exchange for contact info on a squeeze page. Yeah, absolutely. That's a great lead generation tactic. We've got a whole module talking about opt-in pages in the sales technology training program. Roy says, thanks, Rick, for the shout-out. Absolutely. CJ says, wow, you guys, I had to miss the call, and I got a good idea of the content from your posts, especially you, Roy. Thank you all. Awesome. So that's one of the reasons that we do the comments, is it helps provide information even for the folks who are not here, so they can get a little bit of training and learning, and also creates interaction for you participating in the group as well. Roy says, hi, Carolyn. Glad you're able to join in and catch up. Roy says, Rick's bumping us up to 55 comments. And says, exercise, identify one product you can sell online. So it looks like we're about to get to those comments here. CJ says, hi, Roy. Yes, even though I gained a lot from all the great posts, I'm going to have to listen to the audio recording online. Excellent. Roy says, could do Kindle books, audio files, video courses, membership programs. Yeah, absolutely. If you're selling like a network marketing product, you can create your own information products and programs that would help to complement and also funnel people toward your network marketing opportunity. CJ says, this is one I need to be very clear about. Yeah, this is a good topic for you to learn, CJ. Alan says, break through limits, set higher goals. 50, here we come. Roy says, picture helps to personalize your brand. Yeah, absolutely. Showing your picture. And he says, also can show a picture of yourself with other experts, like cover of Rick's book. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I even do that in my on my Facebook page. If you go to my personal Facebook page at facebook.com/RickSCooper, the primary image that I list on the timeline photo for the page or cover photo is a compilation of pictures of me with other speakers. And so I'm using the power of association in that image to say, hey, here I am with all these other big-name speakers, so I must be a big-name speaker too. That's the power of association. It's an element of influence. Roy says, people are more comfortable doing business with people they know. Absolutely. Alan says, pictures of yourself and info about you make the experience more personal. Definitely. All right, looks like we've got about 2 minutes before the end of the call here, so let me do a final refresh and see where we stand on comments. And also still waiting for the comments here on the products that you could sell, a specific product. Looks like we're at 54 comments, so we need somebody to break through the limit here and reach our goal of 55. Let's see here. Still scrolling down. Okay. Roy says, when shipping physical products, include direct mail inserts or writers to take advantage of this extra sales opportunity. Yeah, and one other point that I'll mention in addition to that, anytime you're mailing something out, like even if you're using a standard, I don't even know what the size is. It's like a 3-inch by 8-inch envelope, or maybe it's like 4 inches. Then mailing a letter, that's a perfect opportunity for an insert. And you see this all the time, for instance, from banks. Like when you – and now, of course, you're getting a lot more people are just using or getting their statements online. But in the old days when they sent out strictly statements through the mail, you would always have some kind of an insert in there. And I can't remember the exact term for it, but there's a term for like a third sheet. So if you took like an 8.5 sheet of paper, 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, and then you say cut it up into three equal sections, that size, that 1/3 size, is about the size that fits in the envelope, and so that's a perfect size for a little marketing promotion. So it's so rather than even doing a postcard, it's taking advantage of the full width of the statement. And then so you would insert that in there. And obviously you can use this for different things as well. But anytime you're dropping something in the mail to somebody, then you could insert an additional sheet in there. All right, let's see. Roy says, deliver digital products by immediate redirect upon purchase. Yep, absolutely. Satisfy them immediately. Alan says, add bonus info or product to order surprise factor works. Yeah. Absolutely. Just give them something else, because you just want that feeling when they get it, like, wow, I wasn't expecting this. This is cool. And it just makes it more exciting. And also, another little tip I'll provide, you don't have to just limit it to copy and promotional information. Also put something of value in there. So even if you put something like a printed article in there, people tend to hold on to things that are informational, so they might take something that looks like more of an advertisement and throw it in the trash, but if they see something like an article, they'll set it aside. But make sure that you have your contact information, your branding, and also some type of a call to action at the end of the article, because that article could literally work for you for years. They could keep moving around their desk and putting it in files and pulling it out and reading it, and your information is there the whole time. So that's another great technique to use. Roy says, see Rick's timeline photo for example of authority by association. Oh, I like that. Authority. I'm going to have to make a note of that, Roy. That's a good one. Authority by association. I can feel a blog post coming on here. All right. Alan says, Rick is awesome. Oh, good. I like that. That's a mini testimonial right there. I like that. Thank you, Alan. And then Alan says, mail insert offers and info get mailed for free. Yeah, you're leveraging the cost that you're already spending for the postage, and it's kind of riding along free. So it leverages that, what you've already spent. So you want to make sure you maximize every opportunity when you have to mail something out. All right, we're at the top of the hour. That's going to conclude our call for today. So I want to thank you for joining me. I hope you got a ton of information related to e-commerce and sales pages. So thanks for joining me. Have a great week, and God bless.